BBC Audiobooks and Testbed Productions present Four Treats for Language Lovers, Fry's English Delight, with Stephen Fry. Part 1. Stephen Fry endures some linguistic punishment with an investigation into the use of puns.
So, now then, Fry, set the tone. Restraint. Always restraint. There's going to be no dreadful wordplay in my opening, as it were. I shall start as I mean to go on. This is proper. This is British Radio 4, the only station that has a programme especially for angry people with bladder problems, cross incontinence. Damn, I couldn't hold it in, I'm so sorry. But puns are as British, English perhaps, as a punnet of strawberries at Wimbledon, a punt on the can. Corporal Punnet, no, we will not be seduced by the cheap and the tawdry. Not yet, anyway. This programme attempts to understand why our language and culture groans with the weight of punniness. Newspaper headlines, radio and TV programmes, shops and businesses, commercial products. But what is a pun, exactly? I hear you ask, prompted by these my teasing introductory words. A pun, if I may answer you somewhat portentously, is a figure of speech, paronomasia, consisting of a deliberate confusion of similar words or phrases for rhetorical effect, often with humorous intent. To start with, there are simple homographic and homophonic puns. Homographic puns exploit the difference in meaning of words which look alike and usually sound alike. Mr. Arthur Smith will illustrate.
What must you know to be an auctioneer? Lots.
Homophonic puns exploit the difference in meanings of words which sound alike but have different spellings.
I've no idea how worms reproduce, but you often find them in pairs.
A pun can rely on different shades of meaning of one word, polysemy, or the assumed...